deal with.
Yeah, I mean, the big thing is it's not like it's necessarily going to be, you know, redundant. You know, that has a whole different kind of form factor and role. But, yeah, the 7000 is great. I'm a big fan. In fact, I think the one for sale in Sterling Heights was mine at one point. I think I sold it to him. And I've got another one here. And it was a little mintier than mine. And that one came from NIC via HTV. So then I got it from him. And I do like my 7000s. So I've not seen many under that price. They seem to be, that seems to be like the price. And I don't know that I've ever really seen one. It'd be interesting to go to eBay and do a sold listings on IC7000s just to see. I still think that that he should move on that a little bit, come down a little. But really, anything under 7 on a 7000 is kind of a buy. Now, 706 Mark II Gs, which are in essence the same radio, minus the display, I've seen those all over the place. You know, most of them are going to be up there in that range, you know, let's say 650 to 750. But every once in a while, you see those at 5 and 4 and, you know, and stuff. I found, well, it was an estate sale, but I found one real cheap that I sold to Jeff. And then I had two of them just recently that were from an estate. And I wish I would have, you know, I wish we would have had the foresight to know you were going to want something like this, because they were affordable. And I sold one to my buddy Steve, and the other one I sold to a guy in Chicago. So those are gone. But, well, you know, day late and a dollar short.